Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us, and we're here. Again, I apologize for my voice. Got whatever this is. It's pretty much going around the country for everybody, but we'll get over it. I want to take you to Romans chapter 1 real quick today for a little bit. I have several things we're going to look at, but I want to start out with Romans chapter 1. We have come to Romans 1 many times over the years to look at what's happening, but it's been a while. And I think it's important for us to understand what's happening in the context of the Bible if we want to have, well, as Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 24, I've told you these things so you will not fear. Things are just getting out of control. We are living in a time of absolute lawlessness. Working on the Worldview Report, the 30-minute nightly newscast that airs each night at 7 p.m. Central Time, TV 30 Milwaukee, they pick it up and air it at 10 o'clock. And we are living in absolute lawlessness. Terry Turchey, the former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, has said it at this news desk and on specials that we've had him take part in, that we are no longer under the rule of law in America. We're no longer under the rule of law. And we're not. They're just simply making things up. Today in my Worldview Report, you will hear as you view that tonight, that the Biden regime, through the Injustice Department, is going to thwart the law and just make it up. They're just going to make it up and rule that the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, they can ship abortion pills all over the country. Abortion pills that have proven to be a health consequence, obviously, for the child, the unborn child, but for the mother as well. And they are just making up law. They don't care what the Supreme Court has ruled. They don't care what the state legislators have ruled related to abortion and abortion pills. The Department of Injustice, which is run by a bunch of neo-Nazis, and I mean that, all you have to do is read Hitler's Cross. All you have to do is understand the signs of the coming religious Reich to realize that most of these people are following a neo-Nazi ideology. And I can get into that more in the show, and I will. So what would you expect from a bunch of neo-Nazis? A big part of neo-Nazism is big government, big business. Who do you think benefits from the killing of unborn children through the abortion pill? Big Pharma, right? So here's big government in cahoots with Big Pharma, who, wow, interestingly, didn't Big Pharma spend a lot of money putting Joe Biden supposedly in the White House? So don't be shocked that neo-Nazis kill people. We know the Holocaust happened, right? Remember, long before the Holocaust, there were death centers set up by European doctors for the German people to kill their children. They're disabled children. Jews were not allowed to partake in that. It was considered, this form of active euthanasia was considered a blessing, and Jews were not allowed to partake in it at that time. And the German people petitioned the government to kill their own children, disabled children, eventually to kill older people as well, infirm, sick. And then, once that was seen as acceptable to the culture, Hitler just expanded what the culture had already embraced. So don't be shocked when neo-Nazis have a lust for killing. But we are in absolute lawlessness now, where the federal government just makes stuff up that suits their own personal agenda. And what is their agenda? Well, ultimately, being a demonic agenda, it is, well, what Satan is described, and those who work for him as his false prophets do. They have come to kill and destroy, and steal. Steal, kill, and destroy. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Who suppress the truth. Verse 19, because that which is known about God is evident within them. Isn't that interesting? For God made it evident to them. So, those who say, well, you're dead like a rock, no light gets in. This is a common theme of the neo-Calvinist. You're dead like a rock, no light gets in. You got to get saved before you can get saved. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. They take scripture out of context to come up with that. Romans 1 says they are without excuse, that they suppress the truth. Well, how could they suppress the truth if they didn't know it? Well, they do know it because it says right there. Because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. What is truth? Truth is that which is consistent with the character and nature of God, right? That's what truth is. That which is consistent with the character and nature of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thy word is truth. He who sent me is true. The standard for what is true is what is in accord with the character and nature of God. One way we see the character and nature of God is by studying of his word, right? The word of the Lord. And he shows us what his character and his nature is. Murder is wrong because he is the giver of life. Now, killing isn't wrong. Murder is wrong. Killing is acceptable in the case of self-defense or the defense of another and capital punishment. Romans 13 speaks to this. We see the very first civil law given to man when they come off the ark. By his blood shall man's blood be shed when they're involved in capital crimes. But murder's wrong. Taking of a life is not wrong. But murder is wrong. Why? Because it goes against the character and nature of God. Lying is wrong because it is against the character and nature of God. He is the very embodiment of truth. And we could just keep going down the list of all the things, the attributes, and the character and nature of God by which we then determine what is true. But Romans 1 tells us that the unsaved know, to a degree, they know what is truth. They suppress the truth in unrighteousness because that which is known about God is evident within them. What's the within them part? Their conscience. Their conscience bears witness that there is a God, the moral law, placed in the heart and soul of every man. We've said it before, that conscience, con means with, science means knowledge. They sin with the knowledge they've offended a holy and just God, right? So that's what's within them. What's within them is a conscience. It's part of their spirit being, that which will live forever. We talk about it as their heart, their mind, their soul, their conscience. It will live forever. It's part of the spirit. So don't tell me that people are dead in their trespasses, and that therefore that means that no light gets in. They can't understand anything about the Bible or truth. No. Even the unsaved have a cursory understanding of what is true, what is right, what is wrong, which is why universally we have what we call universal consent. People universally know what is right and what is wrong, which is why historically you could travel the globe and you find civil codes. Regardless of the country, you would find laws against murder, theft, certain things, right? Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. His divine nature. Isn't that what we were just talking about? The nature of God, the character and nature of God. And they are clearly seen. One way they're clearly seen is through general revelation. General revelation is available to the saved, just like it's available to the unsaved. General revelation, creation, order, structure, moral law. There's one moral law, there's a moral lawgiver. Then there's special revelation that is only for the believer when the Holy Spirit indwells the believer who through faith and repentance accepts Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, acknowledging they cannot save themselves. They cannot do enough good to save themselves. They cannot earn their own salvation. And when they finally quit striving for their own salvation through their own works and their own pride and ego and say, no, I cannot save myself. I am not a good person. Yea, I was even conceived in sin. The heart is desperately wicked above all else. Who can know it, says the prophet Jeremiah. And you fall in contrition and humility, and you acknowledge the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ on the cross as payment, a sinless Savior laying down his life for you, for me. And his righteous life is therefore imputed or credited to our account. The sinful life that we lived was credited as though he lived it. The righteous life that he lived is credited to our account as though we lived it. Banking terms, it is finished. Debt paid in full. Sin is buried in the depths of the sea to be remembered no more, separated as far as the east is from the west. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift. Can't earn it. And then, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, comes special revelation, helping us to understand this Bible, this Word, giving us a spiritual gift that we can use for the edification, equipping of the saints, for the church not being a 501c3, organization. It can be, a local New Testament church can be, but the church, ecclesia, are called out ones, people who have been called out from the world, in the world, but not of the world, been indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and now have a spiritual gift for the edification and equipping of the saints to accomplish the purpose of the church, to make disciples, evangelism, biblical worldview training. But that general revelation... That general revelation is available to the unsaved. For since the creation of the world, see, the creation shows order and design. The creation declares there's a creator. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Creation, general revelation, shows there is a creator. The greater the design, the greater the designer. A painting had to have a painter. A building had to have a builder, right? The world had to have a world maker. So since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Later in Romans, it says that on the day of judgment, their mouth is shut. There is no excuse. I didn't know. Well, I didn't know. That will not be an excuse. You did know. You absolutely knew. Well, we're going to look at the things that are happening in the world through Romans 1. help us understand, and then we'll go to, again, more evidence that a religious Reich is being built. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programming of worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com, and the 24/7 television stream? Well, did you know that many of the cameras that you're watching right now, we were able to buy those because you went to MyPillow.com and used the promo code WVW? We were able to do away with our old cameras and go to 4K cameras several years ago, cameras we've been using for like 12 plus years. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because so many of you went to MyPillow.com and you used the promo code WVW. Yeah, it really matters that much. If you want to help us to continue to grow WVW Broadcast Network with our programming, our live programs, our documentaries, as well as through our technology that's needed to keep all of it going, then here's an opportunity for you to help yourself and help us at the same time. Please consider going to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WVW for deep savings and discounts. And every time you use that code, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep the WVW Broadcast Network, Worldview Radio, and WVW TV going. So please, buy your sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattresses, mattress toppers, and more at MyPillow.com. But it's vital that you use the code WVW. When you use that code WVW, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this 24/7 stream going and all the other programs that are on demand for free at WorldviewRadio.com and WVWTV.com. I cannot stress to you enough how vital it is that you support us and use that code. It does make a difference. So thank you for going to MyPillow.com and using that code WVW. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let's slip in here a little quick news. They're on the eighth vote on Capitol Hill. Eighth vote on Capitol Hill as Rhino, Kevin McCarthy, who clearly doesn't care about the country. He clearly doesn't care about the country. He only cares about himself. Anyone that cared about the country would step aside at this point. I mean, the fact that this guy doesn't care for the country, and I think, again, that's evident by the fact he hasn't stepped aside. Do you really want someone like that to be the Speaker of the House? Well, here's an article over at the website known as Valiant News. Kevin McCarthy had dinner with Klaus Schwab, spoke at World Economic Forum with McConnell's wife, and those watching by television, there's a picture. So by all means, Kevin McCarthy, you know, is not someone that represents a constitutional republic. No, is he? Then we can get into the weirdness of his life, living reportedly with Frank Luntz. Go check out Frank Luntz's lifestyle, folks. What a mess in Washington. Now, Matt Gaetz, Representative Matt Gaetz recently, in the last hour or so, voted for Donald Trump to be Speaker. As of date, they're now going on vote 8 right now. As of to this broadcast right now at 1:17 p.m. Central Time, Donald Trump's name has not been thrown out and nominated. Gaetz voted for him, but he has not been, his name has not been thrown in and he has not been nominated. We're getting reports today from what are supposed to be credible sources that if his name were thrown into the hat and he were elected, he would take the job. That's what's coming out today from what are supposed to be credible sources, that President Trump would take the job as Speaker of the House. So anyway, we'll continue to watch what's happening in Washington. Now let's go back to Romans. Let's look at what's happening in the world, in America, in the world. And we've done this before, but it's been a long time. And I think it's important we come back to it. Verse 22. Actually, let's pick it up at verse 21. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God and give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now, they have darkened hearts, but to this point, they still know what is the righteous judgments of God, even though they have darkened hearts. Professing to be wise, they become fools. All right, there is number one of these five things that we see happening in America and around the world. professing to be wise, they become fools. A nation of fools. Now, as you look at our elected officials, not all of them, but the vast majority, as you look at the vast majority of America's leaders, it doesn't take long to realize you're listening to a fool. In my news report today, I was going over that, and where we're talking about some elected officials, the governor out of Colorado, who they wanted to declare Colorado a sanctuary state, which is, again, foolish. It's not honoring our laws, our borders. God draws the borders of nations. God's not for globalism. That's why he stopped the Tower of Babel. But they're so foolish. They're so debased and darkened-hearted and foolish and vain and useless and futile. They apparently didn't have the common sense. God gave a house plant to realize what this would manifest itself into. And so the governor of Colorado declares, we're a sanctuary state. Well, now guess what? As I report in the news tonight, they can't handle it. It's now cutting into their budgets. And now the Democrats in Colorado and the Rhino Republicans will have to decide what kind of pet projects are they going to have to cut to pay for all the illegals that are there, that are now filling their schools. They're having to buy, as is across the country, portable classrooms, add police, crammed courts, crammed hospitals. And they're like, we can't afford this, so we're gonna ship them off to other states. Well, this is, again, one report today of many that I could give of foolish leaders. Fools. Then we have this woman that's supposedly been elected in Arizona, Katie Hobbs. I mean, again, you don't, in my opinion, you don't have to hear this woman talk very long and realize she's a fool. She is a fool. Vain, useless, futile in her thinking. We played on the news last night her laughing her way through her swearing-in ceremony. Laughing her way through it as though this is a joke. Taking a constitutional oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America and that of the state of Arizona, she's laughing her way through it. Then in my report tonight, I will tell you about a congressman, I guess is the first LGBTQ congressman who was a mayor in California, who when sworn into office, and by the way, I made a mistake yesterday. A caller asked whether these people are sworn into office. I just assumed they had to be. How could you be sitting there voting for the next Speaker of the House if you had not been sworn in? I mean, it's, you're involved in an official act swearing people in, voting for a speaker, how could you not be sworn in? But apparently they're not. Apparently they're not. Apparently the way the Constitution's written, well, the first order of business, I guess, is to pick a speaker. Seems a little backwards. You would think you would want them swearing an oath and then pick the speaker. So I stand corrected. Apparently these people are not even sworn in yet. So we have no Congress. Until they get a speaker, and I guess the speaker that administers the oath, but you would think that it would have been written that maybe Chief Justice of the Supreme Court would come in and swear in everybody, and everybody gets sworn in, and then you, after you've taken your oath, you then pick a speaker. But that's not how it's done. So apparently, none of these people are elected. There is no Congress right now. There is no House of Representatives right now. But I read in my report tonight that one proud LGBTQ former mayor out in California, who's now a congressman, is going to swear an oath. He's a Democrat. Swear his oath on the Constitution. Okay, that's fine. He won't do it on the Bible, though, folks. He's not going to do it on the Bible. He'll do it on a picture of his parents, his citizenship papers. So I guess he was not originally a citizen of America. His citizenship papers, a picture of his parents, and a comic book. And I read it was, you know, our team researching it said it's Superman. Swearing an oath of office on a comic book. Now, again, Are we not do we not have just absolute fools running this nation for the vast majority? Fools. And birds of a feather flock together, don't they? Eagles fly with eagles, crows fly with crows for the most part. And a fool loves another fool. Now, there are many of us in the grassroots level, at the grassroots level, that see this. And there are many Americans that have said, I'm done with this. I'm going to get involved. And I heard last night of a retired four-star general out of South Dakota who's going door-to-door, knocking on doors, a retired four-star general. Do you realize what it takes to become a four-star general? Do you realize the power a four-star general has? And I was told last night by a guest of a four-star general, retired in South Dakota, that's now walking door to door. Now, I don't know about you, but that's very humble. It's not easy to walk up to a door of a house where you don't know who lives there, knock on the door, and make your case for whatever it is you're doing. That's you would think that for most people, particularly a guy that reaches the level of four-star general, he's not going to do that kind of thing. He's used to people coming to him. But this guy apparently is so humble and so concerned about his country that he's going door to door in South Dakota, knocking on the doors to try to recruit people to be involved in the process. But fools that are in the leadership positions around this country don't want the wise people disrupting their corruption, their debased, darkened, hearted, foolish system. If you guys want to take a look at this screenshot right here, we dealt with this last night on TV during the Lindell Report. South Dakota GOP committee proposes booting precinct committee people from convention to protect mainstream power. This is from the Dakota Free Press. Their slogan is South Dakota's true liberal media. So even they're reporting this. The South Dakota GOP establishment is working hard to rein in its crackpots and troublemakers. Mainstreamers crushed the wackadoodles in the House GOP leadership election. The party powers are rallying around Governor Kristi Noem's chosen candidate for party chair, Senator John Wick, who faces a challenge from different people. Some got representative named Kevin Jensen. This is a liberal group writing. And now to prevent extremist insurgents from hijacking, that's how they describe conservative constitutionalists, apparently, from hijacking their convention and nominating others they don't want, party favorites, as happened with Lazon Ravensborg in 2018 and Mane Johnson in 2022, the South Dakota GOP insiders are proposing to strip precinct committee people of their convention voting privileges. Now, I mention this because this is what is happening in America. The grassroots, the people that actually see what is right and what is wrong, some of them retired military, are trying to get involved and put people into power who will adhere to the U.S. Constitution and the state constitutions. And they're called wackos and extremists and conspiracy theorists and election deniers, right? And what is going on, regardless of the party, is that darken-hearted people, fools, vain, useless, and futile in their thinking, do not want people who represent truth, absolute truth, common sense, reason, and logic, to come in and disrupt their merry band of darken-hearted fools. And so, you can bring it back to me, guys. So you wonder why we continually have the same kind of leaders elected over and over. Well, many of the leaders protect the process. But part of this, again, of course, is the judgment of God. You end up with vain, useless, and futile leaders. Leaders that are so silly, they'll swear an oath on a Superman comic book. so silly. They think that allowing the elimination of borders and declaring yourself a sanctuary state and inviting all the illegals to come to your state is not going to sometime and somewhere along the way catch up with you, i.e. Colorado. They do foolish things. Verse 22, professing to be wise, to become fools, and exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures. So what does it show? That part of their foolishness is what? They exchange the truth of God for worshiping idols, oftentimes made of representing birds and four-footed animals, which leads you right into the next consequence of rejecting God over and over. You not only, once you reject God over and over, does he give you over and you become a nation of fools, but as we're about to see after the break, you begin to worship nature. Is that happening? We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you receive my weekly email newsletter? I bet many of you don't even know I have a weekly email newsletter. Well, I do, and I've been sending those out for years. I provide links to, well, radio shows, TV shows, and articles that I think are of particular importance. I think all of our shows and articles are important, but some, well, they're vital that you hear and hear in a timely manner. So I send them out in my email newsletter. You can join my free email newsletter by simply texting the initials WVW to 22828. Just text WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, just text WVW to 22828. That's 22828. When you do that, it'll send back to you a form where you put in your email and then hit send. And now you've joined my weekly free Worldview newsletter. So just simply text WVW to 22828. WVW to 22828. Thank you. All right. So it looks like we're headed to vote number 9. They're finishing up 8, but he's not going to get it from where it looks like right now. Speaking of Kevin McCarthy. So let's roll to number 2. The first consequence for rejecting God over and over is a nation of fools. Vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. Number 2 says that they exchanged the incorruptible God for the image of corruptible man and birds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures, verse 24. Listen to this. Therefore God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. So number 1, you become a nation of fools. Number 2, you start to worship nature. Is that where we are today? Yep. That's evident by we don't want to damage Mother Earth. Gaia, Earth worship. Venus, Aphrodite, whatever you want to call her, Mother Nature. All is God, God is all. There's pantheism, God is in all. Panentheism, God is in all. We're all a part of God. God is a part of us. We're all one. This is what it teaches. There is no creator God. Earth evolved. Darwinian evolution. Matter preceded the mind. And because matter preceded the mind, because matter, the earth, preceded man, the earth is more precious because man came out of earth. The earth gave birth to man. Therefore, earth is superior to man, for man came from the matter. Matter preceded the mind. Through evolution, the earth and the evolving of the matter led to man, and the matter is over man. Now, this is completely contrary to what the Bible teaches, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then he creates the creatures. He calls on Adam to name them. And then he gives Adam stewardship over the earth and the animals. Creation is to serve man. Man's to be a good steward. But man is over creation. Creation is there to serve man, to provide us with our substance. But this has been turned upside down. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Again, we've told you one of the first laws he passed, you know, I think it was 1933, was animal rights laws. How many Jews can you put on a boxcar? One more. On those same trains, people were getting in trouble for putting too many animals in one boxcar. And it was a green agenda. And the Jews were seen to be a blight. They were not of blood and soil. They were not of blood, heredity, or soil. They were a blight. They were a poison. They were an infection. They had to be done away with. And as we said before, Hitler and the head of his SS, Himmler, was big into reincarnation, new age, cosmic humanism, if you will, said that by doing these things, killing the Jews, you're doing them a favor because you could help them along in the reincarnation process. And we looked last week or before the Christmas break that to get the SS officers to agree to do these atrocities, they had to have them involved in such atrocities as an individual and a group so that they could never go back and be connected to the values of their parents, their church, their community. They would be initiated into the Reich by severing their conscience and being involved in horrific things where they could only find solace in each other because they had all participated in the same horrific crimes. But the whole Nazi agenda was largely based on the worship of nature. This is something that's not taught. You think the left is going to teach you this? You think the global warming or the climate change folks are going to teach you what I'm telling you right now? Go study it. Prove me wrong. You can't. So the second consequence for rejecting God over and over is you begin to worship nature. Begin to worship nature rather than the Creator, who's blessed forevermore. Verse 26, for this reason God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. Verse 27, in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. In other words, the acceptance of the LGBTQ community. And now we become such a foolish, debased nation. We are giving hormone blockers to 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Again, in my news report tonight, kind of shocking all of this is in one 30-minute news report tonight. I tell you of a 12-year-old who began to get puberty blockers, eventually a mastectomy. And they're doing much of this thing today now behind the parents' back. Now, what kind of country, what kind of people, so-called doctors, educators, would do this? People who are debased, darken-hearted, fools, who worship nature, who have become involved in, well, the celebration of the LGBTQ community. Now, this all comes when one rejects the truth of God and God over and over. If you reject God, what are you left with? If you reject God, you are only left with really one alternative, whether they know it or not, and that is to serve Satan. In the book of John, it's very clear. You know, you hear people say all the time, well, we're all God's children. We're all God's children. No, that's not true. In the book of John, it describes there is only two camps. Those who are Christians, adopted into the family of God through faith and repentance, and those who are the children of Satan. So once they suppress the truth and unrighteousness, reject God, they're only left with one option. That is, whether they know it or not, they're serving Satan. And once they're given over in this manner, you notice that what they're doing is destroying everything that is of the order of God. Family, sexuality, the purpose of creation. Verse 28, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. You notice they keep being given over. God gives them over. God gives them over. God gives them over. Now, I want to make it very clear. This is not God doing this. They suppress the truth. They suppress the truth. They, knowing the righteous judgments of God, they are doing it. And finally, God says, okay, fine, go your way, and I'll just give you over. The restrainer restrains evil. The restrainer being the Holy Spirit, being God, the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. We are salt and light as believers, as Christians, we're supposed to be. And just the fact that we are here with the Holy Spirit indwelling us helps to restrain evil. Just being on the air right now, talking about what I'm talking about, helps to restrain evil because it causes people that are listening to say, whoa, wait a minute. I got to learn about this. The doctor who's in a hospital right now and refuses to take the elderly patient who's just been in a car wreck and say, you know what, they've lived a good life. Let's just jack them up with morphine and let them die. No, he says, we're not going to do that. The police officer who says, we're going to do the right thing when it comes to whatever the situation might be. Or the guy in the military, or the judge, or the district attorney. Think of all the Christians, and even if they're not Christians, think of the people that are doing the right thing based on what is consistent with the character and nature of God, because there are unsaved people that do put into practice the Judeo-Christian values that do have good benefits to the culture. But think of all the Christians in key places right now, as we're on the air, that are doing things that if they were not there, the evil that would wash over us like a tsunami. But the Bible says that eventually God says, I'm going to stop restraining and I'm going to let you go ahead and do this. So God gave them over. But don't confuse that with being that God approves of it. There's God's perfect will, and then there's God's providential will, what he allows. What's it say in the book of Genesis or Exodus? Pharaoh hardened his heart. Pharaoh hardened his heart. Pharaoh hardened his heart. And then finally, what's it say? God hardened his heart. Who hardened his heart first? Pharaoh. Pharaoh. Pharaoh kept doing this. Moses kept going to him and telling him, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Thus saith the Lord, God. And finally, after Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart, God said, okay, Pharaoh, I'll give you over. And he hardened his heart. But who hardened his heart was really Pharaoh. God just stepped back and let him do what he wanted to do. And so here we are. God gives them over. But don't confuse that to think that God is approving or the one doing it. Verse 28, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do the things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, and evil. So the first consequence is you become a nation of fools. The second is you worship nature. You worship creation. Third is the acceptance, widespread, and celebration of the LGBTQ agenda. Fourth is you become a violent, wicked, greedy, evil people. Wicked and evil people. You know, it's getting to the point, folks, where you cannot go out to the grocery store in even middle, upper-class communities without fear of your wife or daughter being kidnapped or sexually assaulted. In the town next door to where I live, it was all over social media and people sending by text and email the video of a woman coming out of a shopping mall. Here in the South, we have a lot of malls that are not inside. They're outside because the weather's nice enough that you don't need it. And so we have a lot of shops where you just pull up and you go into the store you want to go into. There's not a lot of malls where you go inside, like the Mall of America, because the weather doesn't necessarily need it. This is a very upscale area, very expensive shops, this town next door. She's walking to her car, and as I've warned before, got her face down in a phone, which I've warned you guys before about not doing that and teaching your kids and friends and family members not to do that. But these guys grab her. They end up stealing some stuff from her. And there's debate as to whether or not they were actually trying to kidnap her, because at one point they physically picked her up. And it looks like a guy comes along and he stops it. He gets involved. We become such a violent, debased nation and culture. Your spouse can't even go out shopping without risk of being kidnapped.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address, and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and an appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks.
All right, let's pick it up. We won't take calls today. Let's pick it up at verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, evil, greed, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, with lying, being deceitful, malice, they're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Today, they're going around inventing ways to be evil. Inventing ways to be evil. Like, let's start fooling around with the DNA. Let's find out how we can put a chip in someone's brain and alter their thinking and the way they behave. Let's transition children with puberty blockers and mastectomies and transition them. And we're inventing ways. They're perfecting surgeries to transition people, which turns out, I guess, now we're hearing from video footage last year that this is very profitable for many of the hospitals. They're inventing ways to be evil, inventors of evil. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, verse 32, and although they knew the ordinance of God, how do we know they know? Because we went back up to the first verses, there around verse 18, that tells us they suppress the truth and unrighteousness. They know the righteous judgments of God, for they are within them. Their conscience bears witness to what is right, what is wrong. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give a hearty approval to those who practice them. This is number 5. I think what this is describing is wicked leaders. Wicked leaders who know the righteous judgments of God, but encourage people to practice this evil anyway. Does that sound like much of our courts today? Much of our judges today? Much of our legislatures today? They know the righteous judgments of God. They reject them and encourage people. No. We're going to protect the right, so-called right, of a child to be transitioned behind their parents' back. We're going to protect the right to have them use pronouns at school and not tell their parent they go by a name of a female when it's a little boy. And the courts are ruling hideous things, taking children away from a parent so that the other parent, who's now they're no longer married to, can transition their child. And the father says, I don't want my child transitioned. I don't want my little boy turned into a little girl. And you go to court, and the court sides with the mother to allow the little boy to be transitioned into a little girl as a minor. And the court approves it. And this is what is the fifth consequence of a nation or a world God's given over. So in review, quickly, a nation or world of fools. Vain, useless, and futile in their thinking. 2, they worship nature. They worship nature or creation. That's what we see today with the radical environmental agenda. 3, the celebration of the LGBTQ agenda. 4, become a violent, violent, debased people. And 5, leaders that encourage people to do what they know is against the ordinances or the rules or the laws or the nature or the character of God. That's where we're at today. Now, before we run out of time, I mentioned to you briefly, I wanted to mention some of the parallels between what's happening in the world today, which I think proves, as I wrote in my book in 2015, The Coming Religious Reich, that God is giving over the world and we are going to see a satanic global government. One of them is nationalism, and we've defined nationalism before as the bad nationalism, not to be confused with patriotism or national borders, national history, national heritage. A nationalism that acknowledges your own national currency, borders, laws, culture, history, heritage, right? No, the bad nationalism I'm talking about is it's a nationalism that says the state is of primary importance, the state. Now, right now, everything is being put into place for an internationalism, not just a nationalism, but an internationalism that says that the almighty state, capital S, not state as in the state of Minnesota or the state of Wisconsin or the state of Tennessee. The almighty state, the government, is of primary importance. That system is being put into place right now. What's important is not your freedom of religion, your freedom of speech, your freedom of public assembly, your freedom of conscience, your freedom of private contract, your freedom of private property. What is important is what is in the best interest of the state. And if it's in the best interest of the state that Christians are persecuted, prosecuted, so be it. Over the holiday, Christmas, New Year break, excuse me, I mentioned I had planned to do a lot of reading. And I did some. But I also went back and I was watching speeches and documentaries by Francis Schaeffer. And Francis Schaeffer had many wonderful documentaries, Whatever Happened to the Human Race and many others. And one of the things he was warning about then was the widespread acceptance of abortion on demand. And he said, once you have abortion on demand, the next consequence is going to be active euthanasia. Well, here we are. And we have warned that the right to die is quickly becoming the duty to die, right? Well, whatever is in the best interest of the state, and if the Jews were thought to be a blight of not blood and soil, then it is best that the Jews be given the chance to come back as something different, right? That's what the state said. The fascist state, big government, big business. So watch the cruelty that will come about and is on its way now for what is best for the state. And this will be defined by the government and big business, the public-private partnership. We'll pick it up here tomorrow as we seek to understand how we got here, where we're going, and how we should think about it. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. If you appreciate this 24-hour-a-day free broadcast platform, will you consider supporting us? One way you can support us to keep pushing out free programming to people all over the world is by joining in partnership with WVW Foundation. The WVW Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. If you appreciate that, we appreciate your partnering with WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. If you prefer to support us through the mail, the mailing address is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. If you prefer to support us over the phone, you can make a contribution by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. Your support of the WVW Foundation, as I said, allows us to push out free programming. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. If you don't catch it live, you don't get to see it. WVW Foundation is committed to working with WVW Broadcast Network to push out programming as a ministry of the foundation. The foundation also sponsors a Sunday night service that I've been hosting since 2015. If you'd like to join us for our Sunday night service, you can do so every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, at wvwtv.com/live. wvwtv.com/live. Thanks again for your support of the WVW Foundation at wvwfoundation.com.